Radio City Talk. Good morning. I'm Steve Hothersall. Right, plenty of debate this week about Everton Football Club. The Legends was manic on Monday night. You're ringing in about the 3-3 against Chelsea. Whose fault was it that Everton dropped those points late on at the end of the game? Referees, linesmen's, manager. Right, there's a man who's written a couple of columns in the past month or so about Everton. One, maybe berating them a little bit. The next one, saying that the revival is class stuff. It's Danny Higginbottom, and he's written those pieces in The Independent. Joins me now. Hiya to you, Danny.
How are things?
Very good. two columns at either end of the scale. How are you feeling about Everton heading into December?
It was a strange one, really, because obviously I've been fortunate enough to be at a few of the games this season, and some... Like you look at the, I think it was the Aston Villa game at home where they were very, very dominant. And I was also at the first game of the season against Watford. And it was two very similar setups as in terms of the 11 that were playing, but two very different styles. And I think Everton were, particularly at the start of the season, were the prime example, especially when playing at home, that they had to get that early goal to allow them to then play the way that they wanted to play. And I think there seemed to be quite a lot of frustration from the supporters then, as in terms of, you know, taking five or six passes when you could be just using two or three to get to where you want to get. And I think Lukaku was a little bit starved because of that, and he was getting frustrated and then dropped a little bit deeper, and the pitch became very small when Everton had the ball. And then as time went on, which was obviously the later piece that I did, when they started having some joy. For me, it seemed to coincide when Deulofeu came back into the team, because what was happening then, he would give you more natural width on the right. You had Kone a lot of the times on the left playing narrow. But what that did by him stretching the game width-wise and Lukaku stretching it the other way, going towards the opposition goal, it then created space for the likes of Barkley in midfield, for the likes of Barry when he was getting on the ball as well. And I think that was important. And I also felt like I saw a little bit of a shift then in Everton as well, in terms of they weren't afraid to go that little bit longer. They've got players in that team that can pass the ball at distance. You know, Gareth Barry is very good on the ball. You know, players like that, he'll just sit there. Obviously, McCarthy as well. You've got the two fullbacks that love getting forward. But I just thought at times it was not too slow, but they were taking too many passes, so the opposition were then able to get back into shape too quickly for Everton's liking, and therefore there was a frustration and they couldn't get behind him and Lukaku was dropping deeper. But like I said, I just thought I saw a little bit of a change with Deulofeu, and obviously now he's back in and out of the team again, and the consistency, probably the results that they've had, has probably just lessened a little bit, and the amount of goals that they're conceding.
Really interesting, the first piece you wrote, and you talk about Roberto Martinez, and there's a very short line, two words: desperate predictability. And there's a fair amount with every football club in the Premier League of predictability, isn't there? I mean, I could say that about Liverpool. I could tell you what they're about, what each player does, how they tend to maybe use the ball or cut inside, what have you. Do you think Roberto and his style of playing is even more obvious than most teams?
Yeah, I think it is quite obvious. But what we're starting to see now, I think for so long people have been obsessed by possession. You know, I think that's something that, especially over the last few years and in the Premier League, you know, everybody talks about possession. For me, it's not a statistic that I like to look at as a supporter, as someone that works in the media. I don't like it. For me, possession is only good if you're getting somewhere with it. But now what we're seeing over the last year or so as well now is that counter-attacking is now starting to challenge the possession theory, really. And when you're counter-attacking, you don't want to have more possession. You want to have less possession. You want to allow the team to have the possession, and then you can break quickly on them. I think we're seeing it this season with the biggest surprise package of the lot, Leicester City. They're showing it. Watford, all right, they're having a little bit of a barren run at the moment, but they've shown it absolutely brilliantly. And what's happening is, you know, Manchester United as well, they're a prime example that, you know, you look at, and this brings Everton into the equation as well. You look at probably the best attacking performances that Manchester United have had this season. One of them was away at Everton, and they won 3-0. They only had 46% possession. Whereas throughout the season, they've been known to have more and more possession. But what happens is, when you're a team that has so much possession, you enable the opposition to get back into their shape. So therefore, there's no way around them. They'll drop deep. There's no way in behind them. Whereas I think what we saw when Everton were having that really successful style, probably the middle part of the early part of the season, was when Lukaku was happy to stretch the game because he knew the balls were going to be coming long. Now, as a centre-forward, I believe that the centre-forward that I played with, if they were starved of the ball, they would always get frustrated and they would want to drop deep. Now, you don't want a player like Lukaku dropping deep. If I'm a centre-back playing against Lukaku and I know that he's always going to be on my shoulder, always looking to get in behind me or down the sides of me, I've got big problems. If I know that he's going to be playing in front of me and I can see his number, I can do one of two things. I can hand him onto the midfield so the pitch becomes very compact, or I can get really close to him knowing that I'm not worried about him turning.
Mm.
And I think that's probably the frustration from the Everton supporters, which is what you find with a lot of football teams, is the simple fact that there's some fantastic players in that Everton team. Very, very good team, and should probably be higher up than where they are. But because at times, Martinez, I've got all the respect for him in the world, I think he's a fantastic manager, but because at times I think they try and become possession-based, you are not going to get the best out of the players at times, because the pitch becomes very small when you've got the ball and when you haven't as well, which is fine. But when you have the ball, you want to make it as expansive and as big as possible.
And some of those intricacies you're talking about there, things are changing slowly, perhaps, with the introduction of some different names. Kevin Morales on his day, brilliant running with the ball. Mo Bezic, aggressive, very forward-thinking, and he brings the play to the number nine. And, of course, the return of Leighton Baines as well. There's three players there who are actually offering a little bit more of a different dimension to how they're going to play.
Oh, no question about it. Them three players you mentioned, you know, we all know about them. Bessic has been outstanding. You know, the performances that I've seen him put in have been absolutely brilliant. I think the Spurs one really stood out for me. I thought he was great. You know, getting about the opposition, I think it was a Manchester City game as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Superb.
Yeah, and you know, so you give him. You give them great credit for that. And I think that's the thing. He's just trying to get the happy medium. I think he's trying to get the happy medium with Martinez, because we know that he's a possession-based manager, but he has got players in there that if you can create space for them, they're gonna cause problems for any team in the Premier League. There is no doubt about it. And I think that's probably the key to it, because I think what we've seen earlier on this season, we saw very much possession-based and a bit of frustration. Then you saw the time when it was right, results are starting to go Everton's way now. They're starting to play the way and mixing it up in a very good way, which is great to see, because on their day, I think they're one of the best teams to watch in the Premier League, especially when they can mix it up a little bit. But I just think that the fans' frustration probably comes when it's overpassing just for the sake of it and not really going anywhere. And like I say, as a supporter, whoever you support, if you're looking to the players on the pitch and you're thinking, right, okay, the reason that this team isn't performing is because the players aren't good enough, or the players are playing to their capability and it's just not good enough today. But I think you look at Everton sometimes and you think that it is a very possession-based team, and I think Martinez, we know that he's a possession-based manager, but does that sometimes not hinder the players, but probably does it stop them from doing what they're being able to do, because they're not creating space in behind for runners, or they're not creating space and time on the ball for other players as well.
And yet they've got this brilliant goal return this season, haven't they? Danny, I mean, obviously you've played at quite a few clubs. Have you ever been at a club where there's been a season where you've looked around and thought, wow, this is a good team, this is the start of something special, but actually results aren't going your way? Because this seems to be what Everton have got. They've got a brilliant collective of players. And not just this season, but the future rests on keeping your Stones, your Lukaku, your Bessic, your Barkley. They've got some great young players. But there's a real disgruntled fan base, even though you can watch them and go, wow, this could be the start of something amazing. Have you seen something similar to that?
I think when we were at, it was really unfortunate for us. When I was at Southampton, I think we finished eighth in the FA Cup. We finished eighth in the league. We got to the FA Cup final, got to Europe. And we had some very, very good players. Yes, we lost a few players, but it was something that we just thought was going to grow and grow. But it was very, very different for us. The simple fact that Gordon Strachan left, and that was the beginning of the end for us as a team that was going to do well. And we fell by the wayside. And within a season, you know, I think two seasons, we were probably relegated. But that was down to the manager that we had knowing how to get the best out of his players and things like that. But yeah, I think you're spot on with Everton, you know, because I've like I said, I've been fortunate enough to cover them quite a few times this season. At times, they've been absolutely breathtaking to watch. But, you know, I think that's what sets apart the top four or five from the a lot of the time, all right, this season's a little bit different, but usually throughout the seasons, what separates the top four or five from the rest is consistency. That's the thing. And if you look at Everton, you know, for me, some of the best performances I've seen this season, you know, absolutely brilliant. You look at the Chelsea victory, you look at Manchester City in the Cup. It really is unbelievable football to watch. But like you say, it's getting that level of consistency and to keep doing it. Because there's no question in my mind, they've got the players to do it. You know, you look at the players there and there's so much talk about you know, some of the top three or four teams in the country being after these players. Even the likes of Barcelona and Real Madrid have been mentioned with John Stones.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Coleman, you talk about Baines, then Gareth Barry, who's having an absolutely outstanding season. You look at Lukaku. You have players throughout that team, Barkley, you know, and not just that, you've got young players coming through as well. So it's a really exciting time for Everton. But it's like you say, it's getting that consistency and getting to the point where you can not rest on a style of play, because I think you have to be different in different games. I think that's very, very, very important in football. But it's getting the balance right between, yes, you want to play possession-based football, but B, you also need to be getting somewhere with it. You don't want Lukaku dropping deep. You don't want players dropping deep. What you want in an ideal world is, I think what we saw for a certain amount of time in this Premier League season, you had Deulofeu stretching the play out wide, you had Lukaku stretching it going forward. All of a sudden, Barkley then gets so much time on the ball. Too many times during the season, Barkley's been getting the ball, and he's had a player right up his backside or two players up his backside. But because Lukaku had been stretching one way and Deulofeu had been stretching the width, all of a sudden, he's getting on the ball and he's able to do what he wants to do then. And I just think at times this season, it hasn't probably been done enough from Everton's point of view, because if and when it has been played, you know, more often than not, they've been winning games. And like I say, they are a team that should be higher up where they are in the league because of the players that they've got. There's no question about it. I think they've got a fantastic squad.
They have. They look brilliant. A final thought on it. I mean, the worry is that those players, the nuggets, the gold nuggets they've got in their side, if they don't achieve this season, I think the worry from the fans comes from the bigger picture. They're looking at it and thinking this should be the start of a dynasty. But they're worrying and thinking, if the manager underachieves with the quality he's got now, what's to say that any of these star players are going to stay around?
Well, it's always going to be the problem, unfortunately. Like you say, unless you can actually get into that top four, because I look at the team of Everton, I look at the squad of Everton, and for me there's probably a good five or six players that can play in the top four teams, not without question, without question at all. But like you say, you know, it's then keeping hold of them players if you don't get into the top four. For me, Everton is a huge club. You know, unquestionably a huge club, but players are going to be wanting to play in the Champions League. But that's a problem that Everton have had for so long now. You know, I think if you look back over the years, the players that they've lost, it does become difficult, because Everton, in my opinion, should be looking at, you know, the top four, the top five positions in the Premier League. But it's so competitive that, obviously, you know, not all the teams can get there. And you know, we have seen over recent years the players that Everton have lost because, you know, they're wanting to go to that next level, which is in the Champions League. So it's brilliant the fact that they're producing so many homegrown players that are good. They're getting fantastic buys and improving them. But then on the negative side as well, you are going to lose them if you don't get to the desired part of the league where these players believe that they can be playing at. And that's what makes it tough.
Danny Higginbotham, absolutely fantastic to hear from you. Your regular column in The Independent, well worth a read. Great thoughts. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.